friends. This is your host to welcome you through the creaking door into the inner sanctum. Now remember, friends, there's one rule that you must follow when listening to this program. You're not allowed to talk or whisper, but if you scream, that's fine. Oh, I've just come back from the most deadly vacation I ever had. Went horseback riding with a headless horseman, swimming with a sea serpent, and golfing with a ghost. In the evening, I visited old friends who just moved into new graves. But here I am, home again, pale, unhealthy, and bloodthirsty.
Tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery, Honeymoon with Death, was written by Milton Lewis and stars Arlene Blackburn in the role of Joan with Mason Adams as Tony.
All right, friends. Turn the lights down low and keep in mind the fact that all events that happen on this program shouldn't happen to a dog. Of course, if you feel like twitching, go right ahead. We always say a twitch in time saves nine. Ready? Then listen as lovely young Joan Darby tells us her story in her own words.
It was at the end of one of the happiest days of my life. Perhaps the last day of happiness I'll ever know. When this car drove up and parked outside our cottage. At first I thought it was Tony, but then I noticed the man who got out was dressed like a cleric. And the woman with him was rather overdressed in a sporty way. In a moment, they were knocking at my door. And when I went to answer it...
Mrs. Darby?
I beg your pardon. There must be some mistake. I'm not Mrs. Darby.
Ellen, is she the young woman?
Yes, that's Mrs. Darby. There's no doubt about it.
I'm sorry, I don't think we've ever met.
We haven't, Mrs. Darby. But please don't try to deny your identity again. I really do know who you are, despite the name you're using here. You're the former Joan Kent, the present Mrs. Anthony Darby, am I right?
Yes, I am.
May we come in? We must see you.
Why?
It's about a matter of the utmost seriousness. One might say it's a matter of life and death. I'm speaking of your life or death, Mrs. Darby.
Oh, really?
Please don't argue. Let us in.
Just a moment. You'd better come back later when my husband's here. In an hour or so.
My dear, we knew your husband was away. That's why we purposely came at this time.
Do you mind telling me who you are?
This gentleman is the Reverend Lawrence Norwell, a retired clergyman and a friend of mine. I'm Mrs. Ellen Remartin.
Why did you come here?
We came here to save you from being murdered.
Murdered?
I know that's a shocking thing to say, especially to a young woman on her honeymoon.
How'd you know that?
I suppose Tony selected this little cottage, so isolated, so far from the main road, so remote.
Well, yes, he did. What of it?
We'll come to that in a moment, my dear. Did your husband insist in his subtle way that you take along your jewelry and certain other valuables on this honeymoon trip?
I'm afraid I can't answer that.
You don't trust
me? No, I don't.
Ellen, perhaps you had better tell her your story.
Mrs. Darby, has your husband ever told you that he was married before?
No.
Well, he was. To me.
You?
Yes. He can be very charming when he wants to be, your Tony. I wasn't the first woman whose head he's turned, but I found out about him in time.
What did you find out?
That he was planning to murder me.
Mrs. Remartin, and Reverend Norwell, will you please leave my house at once?
You love him very much, don't you?
Yes, I do love him. And I don't care to listen to any more vicious slander. If Tony is what you say he is, why didn't you go to the police?
I have gone to the police. But he's much too clever for them. They couldn't do a thing against him without evidence. And the evidence they need is a dead body.
Get out. Get out, both of you. Get out of here.
Ellen, the girl is becoming hysterical. I think we've done our duty. I think we'd better leave.
Will you go to the car, please? I want just one more word.
Yes.
Mrs. Darby.
Why must you prolong this?
I remain behind because I'm going to do something I know Reverend Noel will never approve of. I'm going to give you these two things. On this piece of paper is my telephone number. I've rented a small house near here. In case you need help, please send for me. The second thing is this.
A gun.
I'm leaving it with you. It's fully loaded. You may need it.
I don't want it.
Don't be a fool. You may thank me for it someday soon.
Oh, please don't leave it here.
I know how you feel, my dear. I loved him, too. He's so very charming. Always so thoughtful. Always bringing little gifts.
Has he given you antique jewels yet?
Or has he brought you roses and recited the famous poem by...
Oh, why don't you leave? Why haven't you the decency to leave me alone?
Of course, my dear. I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
John? John, where are you? John?
What is it, Tony?
Well, what's the idea, darling? Why have you locked yourself in your room?
Just a moment. Tony.
Sweetheart. You look lovely. What have you been doing, taking a nap?
Yes, I was.
Well, you don't have to lock the door.
Well, I was all alone here.
Oh, you poor darling, you're frightened. I'll try not to leave you alone again.
No, Tony, don't.
But, darling, I just wanted to kiss
you. Don't touch me.
Joan, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I fell asleep. I had a bad dream. Tony.
Yeah.
Why did you select this cottage to spend our honeymoon?
I thought that you'd like it. It's ideal for a honeymoon. There's no one around, just the two of us. Then there was another reason I hadn't told you about.
Another reason?
Well, it's a rather silly romantic reason.
Really? Tell me.
They call this place the Enchanted Cottage.
Enchanted? How?
Well, it's very old, you know. And a legend says that once upon a time, long ago, a bride-to-be slept here. A girl of 16, almost a child. And on the following morning, she was to marry a man who was false to her.
What happened to her, Tony?
Well, during the night, she fell under the power of the spell that's been cast over this cottage. And this gentle child awoke, a child no longer. Overnight, she was changed into a hideous old demon, insane and vengeful, who murdered her lover and cast herself into the sea. And so now they say that only true lovers dare stay here. But we have nothing to worry about, do we, dear? Joan, are you crying? I thought that story would amuse you.
I found it very amusing. An enchanted cottage. You're right, it is romantic, but Tony, will you tell me this? Why'd you suggest I bring my jewelry to a place like this?
Well, I didn't plan to stay here more than a week or so. I thought we'd travel, perhaps go to Canada, perhaps even take a boat there for Europe. We'll go out. You'll want your jewel.
Why'd you use an assumed name for us?
Well, I told you I didn't want people to know that we're here. I didn't want any old friends or relatives dropping in on it. Darling, why all these questions? I love you. You surely must know that.
Oh, you must forgive me. Oh, I've been a foolish, silly girl who's had a bad dream, but now I'm awake. And I love you, too. Oh, Tony, I love you.
Joan, dear. Come with me, darling. I brought some gifts for you in town.
Gifts?
Yes, I know you have a feeling for old things, so when I saw this in an antique shop in town...
Oh, what a lovely old locket. Oh, it's perfect.
I'm glad you like it. After all, what do I know about antique jewelry?
Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing, just a chill. It gets so cold in here tonight. What's the other gift you brought me? Roses?
How did you know?
Where are they?
Here.
Oh, they're beautiful.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played.
Oh, stop it!
Joan, what's the matter?
Don't come near me, Joan! Sorry!
Joan, don't be afraid.
Oh, Tony. Tony, what happened to me?
You fainted, darling. I put you on the couch. I'm afraid you're not very well. Would you like me to get a doctor?
No. No, I'm not that ill. It's just my nerves.
Is it?
I've been that way all my life. My doctor's given me a prescription. I didn't think I'd need it.
Shall I go to town and get it, Phil?
Yes, it's in my purse on the table.
Oh, yes, I've got it. Come, darling, I'd like you to go with me.
Oh, I don't think so. I'll do better to stay here and rest.
Well, I don't like to leave you alone again.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be all right this time. Is the druggist still open?
Yes, but I'd better hurry. He closes at 9, I think.
Well, then you'd better hurry. And don't worry about me.
All right. Goodbye, darling.
Hello, operator. I want you to get a number for me quickly, please. Oh, wait, I had it here on a piece of paper. Where did I put it? Yes, it's here. Mrs. Lamartin answered and told me how to go to her home. It was only a short distance. I could walk it in less than half an hour. I had to speak to her again. Oh, I loved Tony, and I had to find out how much was hysterical suspicion, how much was truth.